Turning to our top story, the parents of Charlie Gard are focusing on spending as much time as they have left with him. Dr. Peter Saunders from the Christian Medical Fellowship told me how their situation had developed.
Charlie was born with a very rare genetic disease called mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome, which most doctors will never have heard of. I certainly hadn't before the case came up. And this is a disease which only very few people have. It affects the brain and the muscles in particular and leads to brain damage, neurological damage. And so it was picked up last year, and then early this year, Great Ormond Street Hospital, who were looking after him, and he was already on a ventilator by this stage, had said that, in their opinion, he'd suffered irreversible brain damage and that there was nothing more that could be done. And the parents didn't agree with this because their interpretation of the facts was different. And so normally in a case like this, you would go to mediation or have a meeting of minds of some kind, but the difference in opinion could not be resolved. And so the hospital went to court to apply for permission to withdraw his life support in his best interest under the Mental Capacity Act. And that started in the High Court earlier this year, then the Court of Appeal, then the Supreme Court, and then eventually to Europe. And then the latest episode in the whole drama, really, was when an American doctor, who's also an expert in mitochondrial diseases, neurological problems, Dr. Hirano, said that he believed that this experimental treatment, NBT, nucleoside bypass treatment, might be able to help Charlie and improve his condition. And he came over here more recently to look at Charlie and evaluate all the scans and other information. And then just in the last few days, gave his own opinion that actually by now the damage was so advanced and that it was irreversible and that it wasn't worth trying this experimental treatment. And so Charlie's parents then made the very difficult decision to accept that nothing more could be done and to accept that life support would be withdrawn. So understandably now, after the incredibly public nature of this case and the acrimony that there's been and the differences of opinion people have expressed and the huge emotion that's been understandably generated, they're wanting the time really just to have space for their little boy in his final moments. And in the next few days, the ventilator will be withdrawn, and it's expected that because his brain damage is so severe, he will die at that point or shortly afterwards.
And it is absolutely tragic and traumatic for the parents, for the family as well around Charlie. It can't be easy for the staff at Great Ormond Street Hospital either. When doctors have to make decisions in the best interests of a patient, what sort of things do they have to balance?
Well, I think you're right. It's been very difficult for everyone. And following the coverage, you can't help but come to the conclusion that people on both sides of this argument have been doing their best to do what they believe is absolutely right. So his parents were doing what they believe was right for Charlie. The Great Ormond Street Hospital staff are very experienced in these issues, in good faith, were doing what they believe was best as well. It's really a matter of weighing up the burdens and benefits. That there are occasions when you can treat illness or greatly relieve symptoms. There are other situations where you recognize that death is inevitable and increasingly imminent and that you're powerless to stop it. And then it really becomes an issue of weighing up the burdens that treatment imposes against the possible benefits that it can bring. And whereas nucleoside treatment itself is given orally by mouth and doesn't impose a huge burden as of itself, in order to have had it, Charlie would have had to move across to the United States, and judgment was that the burden of all of that and the burden of his ongoing disease outweighed any benefits. So it's basically a weighing of benefits and burdens in coming to that opinion about whether something's in someone's best interest or not. And we have to recognise that under British law, parents don't have the ultimate say-so about what happens to their children. It comes down to a test under the Mental Capacity Act of the weighing of best interests, which is done by a court. Now, normally it wouldn't come to this because doctors and parents would be able to reach agreement through mediation or otherwise. But this is one of those very rare occasions, very distressing occasions, where that agreement was not possible, and that's why the courts got involved.
Dr. Peter Saunders from the Christian Medical Fellowship.